Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. As Minnesotans head home from the long Labor Day weekend, state traffic safety officials say four behaviors continue to play a major role in serious and deadly crashes. Office of Traffic Safety Director Mike Hansen.
You know, the four things that we really have to focus on, and these are the four things that lead to the vast majority of the serious and fatal crashes, and that's speeding, impaired driving, distracted driving, and that 5% of people who still haven't figured out how to put that seatbelt on.
Hansen says drivers should slow down, stay focused, and buckle up on every trip. Authorities are investigating after the body of a 34-year-old Duluth man was recovered from the St. Louis River near the Blatnick Bridge early Saturday morning after an unoccupied vehicle was found near the center span of the bridge. A Minnesota state trooper spotted a body in the water below. The investigation remains ongoing, and authorities have not released the man's name or additional details. More Minnesota students head back to class tomorrow, and there's a new school bus safety law drivers need to know about. The change is designed to clear up confusion over exactly when motorists must stop for a school bus. DFL Senator Ann Johnson Stewart of Minnetonka says the new law makes the rules clearer and easier for drivers to follow.
It requires approaching drivers to stop as soon as the red lights begin flashing, which is more in alignment with what the children perceive as when it's safe for them to cross.
Johnson Stewart says the old law confused drivers because they weren't sure if it was the red lights or the extended stop arms to follow. Now the new law states when red lights are flashing, you must stop. In other headlines, authorities are investigating a train derailment near the CHS terminal in Savage early Sunday evening. The rail cars involved were reportedly empty grain cars, and no injuries or environmental hazards were reported. Initial information indicates two trains may have been involved, but authorities have not confirmed the circumstances surrounding the derailment or what caused the cars to leave the tracks. For 14-year-old Waylon Thunstrom of Isanti County, competing at the Minnesota State Fair is about more than winning a ribbon. The teenager says showing poultry is a passion.
It's pretty important. I personally love showing. It's one of my favorite things. But it's kind of hard to balance that and all the sports I do, too.
This is Thunstrom's second year at the state fair, where he says one of the best parts of competing is meeting new people and spending time with friends. This is MNN.